It's Chick on Sports. We're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Well, there's not that much to talk about really live when we talk about sports this morning. Just some of the stories that are floating out there. How about baseball? Who's headed to Cooperstown? Well, David Ortiz, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds may be close for their call to go to the Hall of Fame. Bonds, Clemens, and 8 other MVP and 7 Cy Young Awards between them are in the bottom of the last inning to their Hall of Fame bids. Either they get in today, that it's going to be close, or Cooperstown may elude them all the way. David Ortiz knows a thing or two about clutch swings late in the game, but he might put this one away with his first at bat. He is definitely a shoo-in, but the other ones also look like they have a good chance to get into the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady, he's weighing in on his NFL future, saying, hey, there's no rush for me to figure out what's next. I'm more concerned about our exit than what's coming for next year. 6 people were reported killed in a stampede at an African Cup soccer game yesterday. Ron Gronkowski, meanwhile, fired off a cryptic tweet about his NFL future. He fired off a tweet suggesting he's mulling walking away from the NFL following the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playoff loss to the Los Angeles Rams. Sean Payton's future with the Saints is unknown. The team owner says we'll find out soon enough, I guess. Giants, if you're looking for a coach, look no further than somebody who used to be in your building. We'll see what happens. Jerry Rice is mulling coaching. Why? Well, if Deion Sanders can do it, why not Jerry Rice doing it as well? Other sports to talk about this morning. First of all, we'll go to the NBA scoreboard and see who played yesterday. The Knicks fell to the Cavaliers 95-93 yesterday. The Nets fell to the Timberwolves 136-125. Now, coming up today, local teams that will see action. The Nets take on the Lakers at 7:30. And tomorrow, the schedule calls for the Knicks to take on the Heat. Taking a look at the National Hockey League from yesterday, local teams that saw action. Well, the Boston Bruins lost to the Mighty Ducks 5-3. Coming up today in the National Hockey League, Flyers take on the Islanders. And then coming up tomorrow in the National Hockey League, the Devils take on the Lightning. The Rangers next play against the Wild. That won't be till Friday. Looking at those standings in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins are in fourth place with a total of 50 points. In the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in first place with a total of 60 points. Moving back over to the NBA and taking a look at the standings there in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks are in 11th place, 23-25. They are just a game and a half out of the playoffs. The Nets are in third place at 29-17. The Celtics in that eighth spot at 24-24. In other sports news that we're following, Rory McIlroy to take aspects of Tiger Woods' game to improve in 2022. He made it something of a ritual to write his goals for the season on the back of his boarding pass on the flight to the Middle East for his first tournament of the year. Not saying that my game compares to his in any way, McIlroy said Wednesday of Woods, who he now regards as a close friend. Quote, but there are certainly aspects of what he did so well in the past that I'd obviously love to put into my game, end quote. To that end, McIlroy thinks he'll need to be, quote, more of a measured and controlled golfer, end quote. And that is a check on our sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.